You're listening to the TalkCast Podcast with DJ Jordan here on your favorite podcast network.
Let's go!
What's up, everybody? This is DJ Jordan here on the TalkCast. This is episode 12, and it's all about the bro code. What in the heck is a bro code? Let me tell you. I have someone special on the phone with me during this podcast, and he's going to tell us all about the bro code and so much more. Please help me welcome to the TalkCast, Steve Allen White.
Yo, what's up?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. Good to have you on the show.
Thanks, man. Good to be on.
Awesome. So, like I said, let's start off by, you know, telling me a little bit about who you are and what you do for a living.
Yeah, Steve, as you've hopefully heard by now, I'm about to be 25 years old. I live in Phoenix, and I do a comedy page called Blind Jokes. I am blind, for those of you who don't know me. And so I enjoy, like, telling jokes about it. And our motto of the page is making light out of a dark disability.
Cool. Very cool. Well, at some points, it's cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, was you born blind, or did it just happen?
I think it was about, you know, shortly after birth. I was a couple days old when they realized I was blind. So.
Cool. Okay. So, I guess we can start off by telling us a little bit about your blindness. I mean, how is life while being blind? Because I don't know, I'm sighted, so I don't know how it is being blind.
Well, I think that answer is going to kind of differ from every blind person you ask, but I'll tell you my personal experiences. I have a condition called bilateral retinal detachment, and basically just what that means is that the part of your eye called the retina, that detached when I was a baby. So it means it cut off, like I had blood clots in my eyes when I was a baby. So, you know, I learned Braille at a young age, and I guess to me it's not really any different because I've been this way, you know, for as long as I can remember. You know, I think it'd be different if I lost my sight, you know, when I got older. Since I've been this way my whole life, it's just, you know, it's whatever to me, you know, it's not a bad thing, just me, you know?
Yeah, it's just life. You just went on with it.
It's just life, yeah.
And sometimes life comes at us with obstacles like that, and we have to just get through it.
Yep.
Let the listeners know, if they are blind, what should they do to get advice for living a blind life?
You mean, like, for a person who's, like, losing their sight, or somebody who's new to the blind community, or?
Yeah, like, someone that is a part of the blind community, and they just became blind, and they don't know how to get help. What is your advice about that?
I would say, like, I guess to explore your, to still try to do what you feel you should do in your life. Obviously, I don't mean if you want to be a pilot, obviously that's, like, out of the question. If you enjoy cooking, you know, if you're going blind and you still enjoy cooking or things like that, or you used to enjoy that when you see, you know, and you're discouraged about it now, it's just know that it's different. You don't have to, like, stop doing it. You just have to find ways to adapt. You know, you find ways, new ways to do things that you like. Again, I'm not going to include, you know, being a driver or being an airplane pilot, you know, that barely count. But if you, for most, can find other ways to do it, you know. I even know a blind football player, so it is possible.
And I know a blind baseball player that plays baseball with me, so anything is possible.
Oh.
She actually hears the ball coming, and she knows when to hit it.
They actually have balls that have bells in them that you shake, and whenever the bells go off, you whenever you shake the balls, there's like little bells inside. And I went to the school for the blind down in Tucson for years, and so I know, like, I would play sports with those balls. And it was pretty cool. It was pretty fun.
Cool. Awesome. And, you know, there are resources for blind people. There is Be My Eyes, which is pretty cool. You can get on that. I'm a volunteer for that app.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never even used that app, to be honest with you. So
I helped someone the other day. She needed help with knowing which kind of meat that she was looking at, and I told her it had a name of it on it. So I told her what it was, and she said thank you.
Show it to you on the phone, or do you come to their house, or how does that work?
Yeah, they show it to you on the phone. Then they can hear what you're saying, and you can help them out or where it's at, like, you know, go left, go right, you know, stuff like that. And then they know what they're doing. So, and there is like, there are guide dogs you can get as well.
Yeah, you know, but the common misconception with blind people is not all blind people have guide dogs. And personally for me, I don't feel like it's for me, you know, dude. I think I'm much, and it just depends on the person you're talking with, you know. I'm much more comfortable using a cane, you know, and I think personally for me, I don't have enough trust in the dog, and like, I think that you need a certain level of trust in your guide dog in order to do that, but I feel a lot more comfortable actually using my cane than actually having a guide dog. I know it sounds strange, but there are those of us who feel that way out there.
I definitely hear what you're saying, because I think if I was blind, I would probably feel safer with the cane too. I know they train the guide dogs very well, but I don't think they could help you, you know, get to Starbucks or something like that, or, you know, cross the street. I would feel really unsafe if a dog helped me cross the street.
My thing is, I think they do train guide dogs well, but guide dogs are dogs too, you know? And if you're crossing the street and somebody throws like a bone or a steak in the middle of the street, you know, who's to say they're not going to go chase after that? But it's something that I've always worried about, you know, in the back of my mind. They still have dog instincts, and if my life was in their hands, I don't think I could... I'm just saying, I guess for some people it's an option if you have enough trust and, you know, enough independence, but for me, it's not.
So, when you're out in public, do you ask for help often, or do you try to do stuff by yourself?
Well, my strategy, and I know, and this is, you know, a lot of this comes up in the blind community too, you know, a lot of people debate about this, but my thing is, I'll try to do it once first. And if I get stuck, you know, then I will ask for help.
That sounds fair.
Yeah, but I always try to do something myself first. You know, like if it's finding my way into my doctor's office, you know, I'll try to do it myself first. And then if I get stuck, I'm like, excuse me, can you direct me to this office, please? And then I tell them where I need to go. And I'm not ashamed to ask for help, but I will try myself first.
Yeah.
You know? And a lot of blind people I know, you know, they're like, no, I don't ask for help. I try to do everything myself. No, that's definitely not me. I will do it myself once, and then if I can't, then I'll ask for help.
Do you have like some kind of like a caregiver helping you out?
Actually, no, I don't at the moment. So pretty much like if I need help, I have a friend I can call, a close friend, mother figure type person. And she'll help me, but I don't, like, depend on her. I mean, I call her if I need help with something, you know, but, yeah, no, definitely.
Awesome. Well, that's good that you're very independent with your blindness. That's,
yeah, man.
You know, I think I'd be the same way.
Yeah.
For sure, because I'm already independent, you know?
Some things that I do ask for help with, so I'm not totally independent, but I try to be, you know.
There's a YouTuber by the name Molly. Not sure if you know who I'm talking about.
Molly
Burke.
I don't think I know her.
She's blind, but she sees like light. Like she knows that she's blind, but she can see light. Like if
that's actually what I can see too.
Like everything is blurry and all that and dark, but she sees light. And if the light is shining, she sees like sparkles, glitters, and, you know, colorful lights. And she sees lights, and that's it.
Yeah.
She does really good with, like, seeing, like, doing eye contact. When she can't even see, she still does a good job of doing eye contact.
Oh, okay.
It looks pretty good.
Well, one thing that they taught us at the School for the Blind, like, I don't necessarily make eye contact, but I was taught, because before we went to that school, when I would talk with my head in my hands, you know, and I found out that a lot of blind people do that. But when I went to the school, they taught me to, like, talk with my head up and face the person you're talking to, you know, when you're talking to them. So that's, like, my best form of eye contact I can think of.
Maybe that's what she did. I don't know. It was something like that.
They pretty much teach you to, like, turn your head to face the person instead of talking with your head in your hands, you know? You know, sometimes I still find myself doing that, but I always can snap out of it pretty quickly.
Yeah, it must be really hard being a blind person. I give you full credit and full kudos of living the life that you're living.
Well, thank you, bro.
I think you're a big inspiration more than I am, because we all know that I'm in a wheelchair.
I think that we all have our, like you were saying, you're in a wheelchair. I think that we all have our challenges, and we all have our struggles, so I'm not comparing myself to you in any way. I have other struggles that I deal with too, but, you know, I think that we all have our struggles.
That's part of life. You know, I went through a counseling session today with my counselor, and now we have struggles like that. We have mental struggles, we have emotional struggles, we have physical struggles, all kinds of struggles. But if you are a listener and you are blind or you're in a wheelchair, whatever the case may be, you know, don't hesitate to get help if you need it. Just look up resources of what your difference is, and go for there and get some help. You know, I'm glad that Steve is here with us, doing his podcast with us. And, you know, we used to hang out with a guy named Hunter, and he taught us something. He taught us something very good, very cool. Now, we used to say lit all the time, kind of still do, you know, but not...
Can I say something?
Sure.
I don't mean to be condescending to Hunter, because, he actually cannot see any light at all.
But he's
a blind comedian too. I mean, we both have blind jokes. And but he would throw around the expression lit all the time. And so it would be like an ongoing joke of, oh, well, you can't, how is it lit when you've never seen light in your life, you know?
Yeah, this is lit. This is awesome. This is very lit. Yeah. That girl is lit. Like,
it was the fact that a blind person who can't see any light was totally using that expression around and throwing it around. And I started throwing it around, and Jordan threw it around, so...
Yeah, like, everyone got used to it. I don't know about the listeners. I don't think they got used to it.
No, because actually, I looked it up once, and it actually means something completely different.
But it could mean something good, too. So, it's a good meaning to have. But I don't say it that much anymore. But sometimes it just comes out.
Another thing that Hunter kind of was teaching me, in a sense, was about the bro code and things like that.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that, too. I wanted to talk about the bro code. We had this thing where we used to have this thing where we will say bro all the time too. Like, we'll say, like, Mick bro and bro, bro ter and bro den,
and
bro white and bro bro bro, you know what's up. Oh gosh, I haven't said that in forever. But
the only time I ever say that really is with Hunter, you know, and we haven't talked in a long time, so.
Yeah, I don't think we're missing anything, bro. Like, I'm really not missing. We're not missing anything from him. He's doing his own life. We're doing our own life. And maybe, you know, this will make our friendship stronger than he ever was our friend, you know? So, maybe this happened for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I met you through him, so, well, sort of.
Yeah, kind of.
It's funny because actually, I found out after Hunter kind of introduced me to Jordan, for the listeners, I guess I could say this, I found out that Jordan and I kind of have sort of met at one time before, because I had a family member teach at his high school where he used to go to school.
Oh, yeah.
It's a small world, bro. I mean...
Yeah, and that teacher was not the friendliest teachers.
Yeah, and I don't take any offense to that, because, not the best, not the most supportive family member either. But it's totally cool. I mean, but I did kind of figure that out when Jordan and I became bros, and we actually have a mutual friend, Katie Pitt, sort of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
back in the day we were elementary school best friends.
Oh man. And then me and Katie was high school best friends, kinda.
Kinda.
I'm not gonna be mean about it, but she got
no,
on she,
no,
she got
she,
she got
she,
She had her moments, you know? She was nice 1 minute, then she was mean the next minute, or flirty the next minute.
That's just her personality.
But yeah, that's her. She can't help it.
Yeah, just her personality.
So, she wasn't worse than one of my ex-girlfriends. She came to school acting like she was pregnant, so...
My ex-girlfriend,
not
Katie. Is that the one you were dating last December? I'm not going to say her name, but you know who I mean. The one that you broke up with.
No, not her. Her name was Kimberly.
Oh, okay.
And she came to school acting like she was pregnant. Her belly was already big enough, but because she was she acted like she was pregnant, and she said it was my kid. I'm like, no.
I did not
do nothing to you. We did not have sexual feelings, sexual reactions, right. And all we did was make out. That's pretty much it. We make out on the bus. We make out on our dates, and that was it. I gave her massages, and that was it. Like that was all we did.
I gotta tell you this, Jordan. I actually had a girlfriend. We were together for 3.5 years, actually. She actually did the same thing to me, and the crazy thing was I was gonna marry her. Like, I had saved up to buy a ring and everything, and for personal reasons that only myself and Jordan know about, I can't get somebody pregnant. So, and this girl that I was seeing was claiming that I was the father, and she actually got pregnant like 3 or 4 times before I came to my senses and realized, this girl was cheating on me, and she's not gonna stop cheating on me.
Okay,
so,
bro, I want to know, like, you're blind, so how do you know that someone's cheating on you?
I thought that she was getting pregnant, and like I said, for personal reasons, I can't get somebody pregnant.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go into those reasons on the air, but, yeah, it's impossible for me to get somebody pregnant.
You could always adopt, you know.
But the point is, how is this girl getting pregnant over and over and over again?
And she's saying that it's your kid. Like, we all know that can't happen, so.
That's what she tried to do. She tried to say I was you get the idea.
All for, attention, I think.
No, it was all for... She wanted someone to raise her kid, and she actually has 6 kids now, believe it or not. She's the same age as I am, and she's got 6 kids.
Wow.
I'm like, and they probably all have different baby daddies, but...
She is dang busy.
Yeah, I don't even talk to her anymore, to be honest.
Well, that same girlfriend of mine, her dad threatened me on the phone, so that ended things with us. Not sure why her dad threatened me on the phone, but...
Maybe, you know what I think, bro? Maybe she told him that you were the father, and that you needed to pay child support or whatever, and maybe he's, like, trying to get that for his daughter, you know?
I was like a sophomore in high school, you know?
Yeah.
It wasn't my business. She was doing it for our attention. But I don't think we should have had said all this on the podcast. But you know, that's okay. It needed to be all out. I'm glad we were talking about all this.
Wait, was she actually pregnant?
Not at all. She was acting. She was faking the whole thing.
But she wasn't even pregnant. Because my mind that I was with, like, she actually got pregnant.
See, that's the scariest thing.
I don't know what's worse, when they fake pregnancy or when they actually get pregnant and it's not yours and they're cheating on you. I don't know which one's worse.
I don't know either. But they're both crazy.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, the bro code, if anyone is, you know, confused at this point, which I'm assuming that everyone that's listening to this podcast right now is probably confused about a lot of things. So I'm gonna give it to Steve. I want him to tell you all about the bro code. So take it away, Steve. Tell us all about bro code.
Well, how about this? There's nothing more important than the bro code.
Exactly.
It's a song for those of you who don't know it.
Yeah, it is a song, actually.
It's just basically treat your bros how you want to be treated.
And the definition for bros, like, we call girls bros, okay? I still kind of do that, bros.
I call them broettes. Like, the technical term is broette.
Broette, that's it, broette.
Hunter showed me a list of, he actually found an actual list of the bro code rules.
Oh, wow,
and
really?
Like, over 100 of them, and he tagged me a long time ago. I'll have to show you.
Yeah, you should send me that. And I'll do like a recap podcast about it and name all of them. Or name some of them.
Yeah, that'd be cool. So, I'll send it to you, but anyway, one of the rules of the bro code, it says, like, it just something about you can have girls in the bro code, but it has to be approved by all the bros. Or like, if I wanted to put Rhonda in our bro code circle, it would have to be approved by all of my bros.
Oh, I see. Like a posse.
Like a cult, bro. I'm just kidding.
Oh no, that's like going too deep.
I'm just kidding, bro.
The cult of the bro code. Dun, dun, dun.
That was another ex I dated who was in a cult.
That could be a Halloween movie. The Cult of the Bro Code. Dun, dun, dun.
The Cult of the Bro Code. That should be your next Jordan's Life episode.
Maybe. If anyone...
I really got into that, by the way. I saw your special last Halloween.
Yep. And, I should... I need to make more. I need to finish it off and make more. I've been so busy with life. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, life happens sometimes, you know.
And I will talk about that later on in a podcast about Jordan's life. I think I said it in a podcast one time, but I don't remember that I went full detail about it. So I'll talk about that in a later podcast too. So we talked about a lot of stuff. I hope this was informative for most of you. Hope you got some stuff out of it. I did. I learned some stuff about blindness I didn't know. You know, I'm pretty scared of going blind, dude. Like, the blindness could run in this, it could be a part of this disease that I have, this bone disease that I have. I know deaf, I could go deaf anytime. My hearing right now is very good. It's almost like perfect hearing, but you know it does run in the bone disease. You know, I'm kind of scared of going deaf because I can't enjoy music anymore and all that.
Yeah, for me going deaf would be the worst thing, honestly, because you know
I wouldn't be able to enjoy music. I wouldn't be able to enjoy radio anymore. I wouldn't be able to enjoy doing this podcast no more. Like if I went deaf, that would be the end for me. Like
yeah, I feel the same way about that. No, I can't imagine. But then again, if I was deaf my whole life, then I wouldn't know any better, right?
Yeah, it would be okay if that was the case. But I'm like saying, if you was able to hear for, 27 years of your life, and then you all of a sudden go deaf or go blind, then you're like,
yeah.
What in the heck should I do now? Should I sit on the couch and do nothing? Or should I try to get help? Or should I... you know, go find ways to kill myself, like, what should the case be? And I'm sorry that I'm going in full detail with this, but this is a serious topic. You know, it could happen to any of us.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't really think about losing my hearing, but yeah, I mean, it could happen to anybody. Okay, real quick though, one more thing I want to say before we wrap this up. I just want to give a quick shout out to Rhonda Crawford. She knows who she is.
Thank you so much, Rhonda, for listening to this podcast. I also want to thank my mom, Jen Adler, for producing this podcast. And I want to thank my friend, David Bowers, and the whole team of people that enjoy my podcast. And I want to thank iTunes. I want to thank all the streaming sites that this podcast will be available on. That's it.
And you can't forget... your two most favorite people in the world, Siri and Rex Torres. I'm just kidding.
Boo!
I'm just kidding, bro.
Yeah.
I just had to put that in there for joking comedy sake.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, before we go, dude, you should tell us some bro jokes and some blind jokes.
Well, actually, I'm not going to tell you any braille jokes because the braille joke I have is inappropriate, so...
Okay, well, I'll tell you
a blind joke.
It's
not even the words in the joke, it's the whole joke is kind of dirty. So I'll just tell you the blind joke, that's the clean blind joke, and then if you want, I can tell you the other one off the air if you're really interested. I'll tell you this one, though. You can put this on. What would you call a sighted person who follows a blind person?
I don't know.
Eyeshadow. What would you call a blind person's best friend who can see?
I don't know.
Sidekick.
Sight?
Like, not sidekick, sidekick. S-I-G-H-T.
Wow. Wow, man. That's great.
And here's one more thing. It's not so much a like that kind of joke, but here's something funny that I did to somebody who can see. And don't take it the wrong way. I don't do this to everybody, but just as a joke, I played this little prank on somebody recently, and I'll share it with you real quick if there's time. So one of the things that you can actually do with Braille is, like, you can speak Braille too, besides reading it and writing it. So I was trying to teach a friend how to talk in Braille, how to say something in Braille, and it's a friend that I kind of like to mess around with, you know. So he was asking me to teach him to say his name in Braille. And you know, his name is Zach, so it wouldn't be too hard to teach him. But I decided to mess around with him. So I'm like, okay, you say in Braille, you say the 146 contraction, and that's your name. And so, but here's where it's funny. He goes up to one of my blind friends and he says, hey, I can say my name in Braille. The 146 contraction. Why don't you teach him to say the F word in Braille? And I'm like, well, we thought he was saying his name and he was saying the F word.
A Braille language. I didn't know that either.
It's more like something I kind of made up based on the Braille alphabet. So, like, there's six dots.
Oh.
And one. And, like, I won't go into too much detail, but I wasn't always living on my own. And I used to be in a place where I didn't want people to hear what I was saying. So, like, Hunter and I and one of our other buddies would, like, start coding in Braille, and they would know if I said, like, oh, the 241 connected to 143, the full cell, you know, that meant something. And, like, if I said, oh, the 146 contraction, obviously that was the F word, you know, so
we had a little language there.
Anyway, that was my story about how I taught my friend to say his name, not really.
Before you go, one more thing. I have to ask this. So, what is some things that people should not do to a blind person in your own...
On a serious note or on a joking note? Because I actually have a list of... oh my gosh.
You could do serious for the sake of the podcast.
Yeah, I'll show you my joke thing later, because I have on my blind joke page a fake list of don't do things. But on a serious note, well, my number one pet peeve is when people, I understand you're trying to help me, you know, when you can see, but number one is, I guess, when people move things around on you, you know. My number two pet peeve is when I'm walking somewhere and a person's trying to direct me and they'll just grab my cane and, like, manhandle my cane. Like, that's gonna, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, I especially get that with cab drivers. Like, is it so hard to just say right or left, or I can just hold onto your arm, you know, but don't grab my cane out of my hand, and, you know.
Yeah, because that's your way around.
The way I explain it to them, you know, this is my eyes, this is how I see. It's like if I was to stick a blindfold on your face,
that's,
you know.
That's like if you put a blindfold on my face and took away my wheelchair. How am I mm-hmm. supposed to get around? How am I supposed to see where I'm supposed to go? Like, I am stranded without my wheelchair. Like, if someone took my wheelchair and not give it back, that'd be like torture for me.
Yeah, it sounds bad.
If someone, like, you know, tried to throw me off the stairs, that'd be terrible too. Like, or heights, or something to do with heights, or, you know. Yeah, I definitely feel your pain.
I actually had, don't know who I'm talking about when I say the Westwood teacher that we were referring to.
Oh, yeah.
He actually did push me and trip me down the stairs and things like that. So I kind of have some, I don't know, still, it's still a bad experience to this day, you know?
Yeah, I have some of those.
You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
The bad influence guy, yeah.
Monster Man, that's what I call him.
There you go, that's a nerd. That's a nerd word for it.
Shout out to Monster Man, you know who you are. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't think he'll listen to this podcast. Hopefully not.
No, I don't think so. If he is, Monster Man's got 146 contraction, and I can technically say that on the air because nobody else knows what it means.
Except me and you and the gatepost.
Yeah, but I don't think you're not gonna cut that out, because, like, no one else really is gonna know. No, I'm just kidding. Huh. See, I can curse on the air and get away with it, the 146 contraction.
Wow. I am learning so much. I'm learning a lot just by, like, doing this podcast.
Just be like, yeah, my buddy Steve taught me a new word, the 146 contraction.
Yeah, I say that to all my blind friends. This may include .146 contraction.
Warning, this might include Braille cuss words. If you are blind, please listen at your own risk. Thank you very much.
Please listen. Please be advised.
Please be advised that not all language is kid-friendly if you are a Braille reader.
Can you imagine if Siri said that?
You should make Siri say .146 contraction. I want to hear how it sounds.
Anyway, let's do this live on the podcast.
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna put it in. I'm gonna put this here. Okay, let's do this. Hey Siri.
Hey there.
What is .146 contraction mean?
Here's what I found on the web for what is that Y portance contraction mean.
What?
Okay. I found this on the web for what does .146 contraction mean?
Road, Rhode Island highways.
What?
Weekend closing.
Rhode Island highway is .146 contraction?
Yeah.
Okay, all you Rhode Islanders, listen up. .146 contraction, you all. Just kidding.
The weekend closure of Route 146 in North Smithfield.
I should call them up and be like, I have a complaint. You should close your 146 because it's a Braille symbolic. It's a Braille symbolic for it's a demonic symbol in Braille. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's it. Braille writing system for blind and visually impaired people. Braille is a tactile writing system used by people who are visually impaired. It is a traditionally written with embossed paper. Braille users can read computer screens and other electronic supports using refreshable Braille displays. They can write Braille with the original slate and stylus or type it on a Braille writer, such as a portable Braille note taker or a computer that prints with a Braille embosser. That's what it said. Established in 1824. Creator Louis Braille follows 1829 Braille, followed by Spanish Braille, and named after Louis Braille. Siri, okay, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Siri don't know what is 146 contraction. Siri don't know nothing about Braille.
Whenever you get mad at Siri, you can tell her that it's 146 contraction herself. Say Siri, 146 contraction yourself.
Hey Siri.
Hello, Jordan.
Hey, it knows your name.
It knows my name.
What?
Cancel.
Okay, I won't.
Okay.
How much is that 146 contraction itself?
Siri, 146 contraction yourself.
Here's what I found on the web for what part of contracting yourself.
What? This is not 146 contraction, bro.
Siri, go 146 contraction yourself. But yeah, that's it for this podcast.
Podcast was crazy.
That would do it for this podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I had a great time with Steve Allen White. Thanks so much for calling to the podcast, bro.
Bro, you know what's up.
Oh, wow. Let's bring back memories. Bro, you know what's up.
What's up?
Oh, we still got it. Let's keep it lit in the pit. Lit in the pit.
Did Hunter ever tell you what I used to say? Oh, well, I'll have to say it off the podcast.
that was a cliffhanger.
If anybody wants to know what I usually say, you'll have to message me on Facebook or something, because we can't air it.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much for coming on to the podcast, Steve. I had a great time.
Yep.
You know it. That's it for this podcast. The next podcast will be about the recap of the bro code. I'm gonna give you the what am I give? Yeah, I will on the next podcast I will talk about the bro code list of things not to do or not to say or something like that. And we will go from there. That's it. Bye. Lean yourself and go far in life. Any last words to say?
No, I'm good.
He's good. And then right there. Bye. If you liked what you heard from this podcast, make sure to give a like on the Facebook page at the Talkcast. Also, if you have any questions, comments, concerns about anything that we discuss, make sure to email me, DJ Jordan, at jordanadler1495@gmail.com, or simply contact us on our Facebook page, which is the Talkcast. We'll see you next time on the next Talkcast. Bye.